Always brought to you by Newtek Seed. The girls' game, cold, cold, cold. Shelton warmed up. Wood River never really did. And after it was 14-6, Wood River at the half, Shelton warmed up. After shooting 3 of 22 in the first half, in the second half, they were 11 of 20, so shot over 50% and rallied for a 33-26 victory. We'll see what happens here in the boys' game as we get ready to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for the visiting Shelton Bulldogs, number one is a 5'10" sophomore, Dave Mueller. Number two is a 5'10" sophomore, Luke Glenn. Number four is a 6'1" sophomore, Clayton Stopcotti. Number 11, 6'1" junior is Mitch Roche. And number 22, 6'3" senior is Robert Portillo. The head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs in his first year is Matt Walter, assisted by Dan Brown. Shelton is 11-2 on the season. Those two losses coming to Bruning, Davenport, Chicley, and last week to Ravenna, a game that they lost by 30, but was a five-point game at the half, and then they had problems getting the ball to go and stopping Ravenna in the second half last week. For Wood River, number two is a 5'10" junior, Quinn Burkhart. Number four is a 6'1" senior, Dylan Herman. Number 23, 6' senior, Ryan Powell. Number 31, 6'4 senior, Cooper Wissing. And number 33, 6'2 senior, Riley Egger. So as you can see, a lot more senior-dominated ball club for Wood River, who is coached by Derek Lindsay, assisted by Robert Evans and Sam Bossert. They are 7-5 on the season, and after dropping three straight to start 2011, they've won their last two against Loup City and Broken Bow. Losses to St. Paul, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, and Fillmore Central. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Five Points Bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution. Taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we're back with more on the Newtek Seed pregame show in a minute.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Tonight's broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper and the Wood River Sunbeam. Clipper Publishing is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck, athletes, from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Some exciting basketball going on our sister station, ESPN 1460, as the Gibbon and Amherst girls saw a heck of a comeback in that ball game. Gibbon was up 50-35 in the second half, only to see Amherst rally for a 58-57 girls victory. And now the boys getting ready to do battle on ESPN 1460. But here, it's Shelton and Wood River, and you've been listening to the Newtek Seed pregame show. Best of luck to tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of Newtek Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the Newtek Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. And we'll have the opening tip right after this timeout.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The ball is in the air, and Wood River will control the opening tip here as they move from right to left. Shelton left to right. As you view it along your radio dial, it looks like the Bulldogs want to come out in a man-to-man defense. Burkhart had a little two-man game going there on a pick-and-roll, but threw it past the intended target, Riley Egger, and the Eagles will turn it over on the opening possession of the basketball game. And they'll put some pressure on here. Little zone. Stop County in the backcourt has it for Shelton to Mueller. Long pass up ahead to Portillo. Back over to Mueller. And Shelton is into the front court. Now trying to get into their offense. Looks like the Eagles also want to go with a little man-to-man here. And with it is Luke Glenn. And as he comes in, Burkhart reached in and got him on the arm. So the first foul of the ball game early on here will be on Quinn Burkhart. And Shelton will take it out underneath their own hoop. A game that you would have to expect might make it to about 50. Neither team does a whole lot offensively, like 70 points a game. So they're right in that mid-40s to low 50s. And Luke Glenn will get it down low to Mitch Roush. And Roush will put it off the glass, up and in. And Shelton has the first bucket of the ball game to lead it 2-0. Into the offense for the Eagles, looking for their third straight win. They'll swing it into the hands of Ryan Powell over on the left wing to Burkhart, whistling the man that likes to shoot, but here they get it inside to Egger, and Egger will spin it, put it off the glass, and score. Nice entry pass to Riley Egger, and we are tied at 2. Baseball pass to break the pressure. Nice dump off there from Mueller to the trailer Portillo. Portillo was about ready to go up, and he is going to be grabbed, and the foul is going to be on Egger. And it will be Shelton ball again underneath their own hoop. Glenn to throw it in. They don't waste much time. They're trying to get Glenn free for a three. He's all by himself on the baseline. Tries to drive. Lost the handle. Couldn't get a good shot up. And the rebound comes down to Cooper Wissing. Boy, they cleared it out that time for Glenn. Just couldn't finish it as the ball slipped out of his hands. And he kind of tried to push it up towards the hoop. Burkhart swings it over to Dylan Herman. Herman puts it on the floor. Pick and roll again. Executed to perfection for Wood River as Wissing lays it in off the assist from Dylan Herman. 4-2. Wood River now has scored back-to-back buckets. Portillo, quick pull-up jumper from the free throw line. No good. Wissing, 6'4", and also can leap out of the gym like they all can with that Wissing name. He'll get his second rebound. And the Eagles now, 2 minutes into the game, lead it 4-2. Off the dribble, they try it again, but nobody covers the dribbler Herman. They both went with Egger, so he puts the 15-footer up, and it will not go. And Roush has the rebound here for Shelton. Gets it underneath the Portillo. Kicks it back out for Mueller. The three-pointer is no good. Long rebound came right back out to him. They'll give it off to Roush. Roush has it tipped away. It goes to Stopcotti. To Portillo in the lane, and here's a hook foul. Going to be called on Egger, and he knows he did it. He was flat-footed, wasn't on his toes, and as he tried to slide around, gave him the hip. Second foul on Egger. He's going to have to come out of the ball game, and checking in will be the tallest player on either roster, Matt Glow, a 6'6 senior. Portillo catch and shoot on the inbounds pass, but missed it. They able to knock the ball away and get his own rebound. So Shelton gets another chance and forcing it into stop. County, the ball is stolen away by Wissing. Wissing into the front court to Burkhart for the three. It's going to be in and out, no good. Ball tipped around, and it's going to be Shelton out of there with it. Mitch Roush quickly pushes it up the floor on the left side of the key. Back out to Glenn, waiting for the three. Fires a three. It is no good. And we've got a big collision in the paint. Foul on Wood River. Running over Mueller, who went to the ground. The foul is on Dylan Herman. Already four fouls called here on Wood River, and we're not 3 minutes into the game. Shelton ball underneath their own hoop. Mueller on the low post. Portillo, one dribble, takes it up over Glow and scores. Robert Portillo with his first bucket of the ball game, and we are tied at 4 with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Shelton, and Wood River. Ball up top to Dylan Herman. Tries to lob it into Glow, knocked away momentarily by Stopcotti. They get it to Wissing. Wissing brings it into the paint, runs into Portillo, and they're going to call him for the block. First foul of the game on Shelton. Goes on the only senior starter tonight, Robert Portillo. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Stack the right side of the lane. Break into the corner. They'll go to Ryan Powell. Inside once, inside twice, and Stopcotti turned around. It was just shoving Wissing. That's an easy call for the official. Stopcotti with his first personal foul, and it looks like maybe Shelton's going to have trouble with Cooper Wissing. Again, they'll throw it in underneath. All the way out towards midcourt. Burkhart catches it and then throws it to Powell. It goes right through his hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 2 here for the Eagles. So Shelton will bring it in and slowly bring it up against pressure. Make a long pass to midcourt now to Roush. Roush brings it across. Guarded there by Dylan Herman. Takes him off the dribble all the way to the rack. Wissing blocks it away from behind and knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be Wood River basketball. Cooper Wissing with the block, and Shelton will have the ball, or Shelton will turn it over off that block shot to the Eagles. 4:15 to go in a 4-4 first quarter here on Classic Hits. Matt Glow takes it to the top of the circle, swings it over to Herman, into Wissing, and he gets hooked underneath, and now a jump ball going to be called. Looked like Herman might have undercut or stopped Cotty, might have undercut him there. Wissing went up, and when he came down, he landed on a Shelton player. The arrow points the way of Shelton, so Wood River called for a turnover there. Tough break for the Eagles. Roush brings it into the front court, dribbles to the top of the circle, avoids the double team, tries to go to stop Cotty. Wissing anticipates. Wissing knocks it away, and then Roush trying to get it back is going to be called for a foul. So plenty of whistles here in the first quarter. That's 7 fouls already, and we've played 4 minutes. Eagle ball at midcourt in a 4-4 game. He'll pass it in uncontested to Burkhardt in the backcourt, who will walk it across the timeline. Get into their offense here as he swings it over to Herman up top. Glow. Glow guarded by Stop Cotty. That is a huge mismatch. Why wouldn't you post Glow up down low on Stop Cotty, who is listed at 6'1", but it looks like there's a lot of difference there with Glow at 6'6". Get it down to Wissing. Wissing kicks it back out top. Glow really now finally gets down there on the low post. Spins to the right side, off the glass and in. Matt Glow with a nice little turnaround jumper. Makes it 6-4 Eagles. Shelton into the timeline, gets across, trapped, throws it down the sideline to Mueller, quickly out to Glenn for three. Luke can't get it to go. Rebound to Wood River. Gwen Burkhardt with it. The Eagles want to run. Numbers aren't there, so Burkhardt slows it down. Dishes it off to the trailer, Powell, who gets it back into Glow, who scores and draws the foul. And Matt Glow will go to the free throw line and try and complete the three-point play. Back-to-back buckets for the senior off the bench tonight. He got in there early because Egger picked up a couple of fouls, and now here comes Jordan Harvey, who did not start the game tonight, but he's usually the post presence for Shelton, and Matt Walters says, I can't wait any longer. He'll put his 6'4 senior back in there. The foul was on Stop Cotty, his second. So they got that mismatch we were talking about and finally went to it, and Glow's free throw is going to bounce around, still setting up there and will not go, and Harvey, who just checked in, gets the rebound. 8-4 in favor of Wood River here at home in the first 5 minutes of the ball game. Roush, crossover dribble, working on Herman, gets him deep into the paint, kicks it into the corner, though, to Harvey. One dribble, back out to Roush, who's 25 feet away from the hoop. Picks the dribble up, back into the corner to Harvey. A little room in the lane, so he drives and tries to dish it off to Portillo, and the ball is going to be stolen away. Coming out of there with it, Ryan Powell makes the theft, and that'll be the second turnover on the Bulldogs. Burkhardt with it against the Shelton man-to-man. Jump pass over to the right side to Glow now for three, and he hits it. 7 in a row for Matt Glow from the top of the circle. That time he decided to pull the trigger. Long pass break here for Shelton, and they'll be fouled. Dave Mueller to the line to shoot two. 2:14 to go here in the first quarter. Matt Glow with 7 in a row to give Wood River the 11-4 lead. But now he's calling for the foul, trying to hustle back to the other end. And Dave Mueller will shoot two free throws. And the first one is good. 11-5 the score. And now into the ball game for Wood River is going to be Sam Wodicheski. Second free throw, Mueller is up and it is in. 11-6 now Wood River with 2:10 to go in the first quarter of play. Burkhardt will bring it up on the right side. Swing it left side to Herman. Again, trying to work Wissing on Portillo. They get it to him. Double team back out in the corner. Three-pointer Herman is going to be over everything that time. And the rebound brought down by Harvey. And up the floor comes Shelton. Gets it to Mueller on the right wing. Puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. Floater in the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by Powell, his first. Ryan, long pass to the other end, is going to be tipped away and out of bounds by Shelton. And Wood River will have to throw it in once again. 1:45 to go, first quarter, 11-6. Wood River with the lead, and they have the basketball. Herman to throw it in, and has to go all the way into the backcourt. Long pass to Powell, who checks with Coach Derek Lindsay about what they want to run. Now he'll bring it into the front court, guarded there by Mueller. Left-hand dribble, back cut there, covered well. Dylan Herman tried to flash through. Posts up high, dribble right side, Burkhardt. Can't get the corner turn, so kicks it back out to Powell. Back out to Quinn Burkhardt. Right side of the key, crossover dribble, tries to use a pick and a hand check foul. Going to be called before that on Shelton. And it looks like it's going to be on Luke Glenn or David Mueller. Let's find out. Maybe even Roush. And they're going to say on Mitch, his second foul. So Stopcotti and Roush each have two for Shelton. And Egger has two for Wood River, all here in the first quarter. Both teams with five fouls in the opening 7 minutes. Wood River ball to the free throw line. Burkhart pass up a wide open 17-footer. Swings it to the right side. Powell back out to Burkhart. Three-point land. Now he's going to take an 18-footer. Way strong. Off the glass, no good. Rebound Glenn. Makes the long pass into the front court to Roush. Roush in traffic on the low block left side. Nalen needs to kick it out. He does to Glenn. Glenn in the paint. Dishes it back off to Roush. Puts the shot up. No good. Whistling about to get a finger on it. He does get the rebound. And with 40 seconds to go, good defense that time by Wood River because Shelton had the ball down in deep and could not convert. With it is Burkhart. Burkhart to the top of the circle. Still dribbling. Comes in with the shot right side. Rattles out. No good. Jordan Harvey with the rebound. And a timeout going to be called by Shelton with just 25 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Your score, 11-6. Wood River will be back in 30 seconds.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Again, in the girls' game, 33-26, Shelton the final. Also tonight, Amherst rallied to knock off Gibbon 58-57. Amherst-Gibbon boys' game is currently on ESPN. Here's Shelton called a timeout to set up the final play of the first quarter. And just dribbling it at midcourt is Luke Glenn. Now he puts it into motion with 8 seconds. Swing it over to the left wing for a three-pointer. Jared Chavez comes in and hits that three-pointer. Still enough time to throw it from three-quarter court, and it's off the heel. It almost found its way home for Ryan Powell, who made a good chuck from right in front of the student section, and it went off the back of the rim. So after one, it's Wood River 11 and Shelton 9. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to Wood River High School. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Dave Vaughn, the fine folks here for their hospitality. As we get ready to begin the second quarter of play, it will be Wood River basketball. They lead at 11-9. Turnovers in the first quarter, Wood River 3, Shelton 2. Rebounds, Shelton 8, Wood River 5. Three-point shooting, Wood River 1 of 3, Shelton 1 of 4. Free throws, 0 of 1 for Wood River, 2 of 2 for Shelton. The big number, though, Matt Glow off the bench with 7 for Wood River. He got him on three straight possessions, including a three-point bucket. And he's the leading scorer, 11-9, Wood River with the ball. Back to the original five starters on the floor here. Egger has those two fouls. No, Egger's not out there yet. It's Wojciechowski, and they turn the ball over. Fourth turnover for the Eagles. Jared Chavez remains in the game for Shelton. He came in on that last possession and buried the three to end the first quarter for the Bulldogs. He has it back up top for Mueller to Glenn. Harvey is in there. Got in late in the first quarter. Whistling on him in the matchup zone here. Up top, they'll go to Luke Glenn. Over on the right side, Mueller. Skip pass to the left side. Chavez tries another three. That one will not go. Ball loose on the floor. Kicked into the corner, and Mueller runs it down before it goes out of bounds. Second chance opportunity here for Shelton. Mueller for three. Got it. Mueller, a three and a pair of free throws, and he's got five to lead the way for Shelton, who regains the lead. They're on an 8-0 run. Glow got seven in a row to make it 11-4. Now eight in a row for Shelton. It's 12-11. Coach Lindsay might have to get the big fellow back on the floor. Wodicheski has it up top to Herman. Swings it over to the right side to Quinn Burkhart. Back to Wodicheski. He's wide open, doesn't dribble, just passes it, and it's stolen away. That tells you, well, Sam's not the kind of guy that wants to shoot the ball very much, because he was as wide open as you could be. Could have shot the three, could have dribbled into about 5 feet. Luke Glenn with it now for Shelton. Finds the seam, takes it to the hole, right side, lays it up and in. Luke Glenn with the bucket, and it's a 10-0 run by Shelton, and they lead it 14-11. With it is Powell. Switch Chavez on him. Man-to-man by Shelton all game so far. Powell up top, swings it to the right side of the key to Dylan Herman. Herman looks for the cutter, not there. In the paint, Wissing, who's been quiet lately after wreaking havoc early. A lot of fouls were called on the guys trying to defend him. Now Wodicheski puts it on the floor, missed the left-handed runner, and trying to get the rebound, he commits the foul. Luke Glenn going to grab the ball, and Wodicheski with the foul. Six fouls already on Wood River. Five have been called on Shelton. 5:47 remaining in the first half, and Glow comes back in the ball game, and Matt Wodilewicz checks in for the first time for Wood River. So Wood River looks like they're going to be a little bit deeper when it comes to the bench. Mueller with it. Entry pass down low to Portillo. Tries to get somebody to go in the air. Head fake doesn't work. Shot doesn't go. Ball out of bounds to Wood River. Wood River basketball. That's the second or third time we got a three-man crew that this official pointed the right way. He knows who got the ball. He just pointed the wrong way a couple of times, and the official's doing a good job of helping each other out. He was right on it. Wood River ball, but it's been a long time since they've scored, and trying to change that. Powell to Glow. He'll take the jumper from the right baseline. Won't go. Offensive rebound, and it's blocked into the hands of Glow, who scores. Harvey blocked the shot of Matt Wodilewicz, but it goes right into the hands of Matt Glow, who scores his ninth point. At the other end, Glenn's eight-footer from the middle of the lane will not go, and Ryan Powell has his second rebound. 14-13, Shelton. Down to Glow in the paint. Spins towards the baseline. Glenn's there on the double team and makes the foul. First foul on Luke. And Glow will go to the line where he missed his only attempt in the game. 14-13, a chance to tie it here for Glow with 4:49 to go in the first half. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats of this game, recap the girls' game, which Shelton rallied to win 33-26. We'll see if we can find Coach Schultz to talk about that. First free throw by Glow will not go. And the second free throw is good. So Glow gets 1-2. He's got 10 points, and we are tied at 14. Shelton ball, Luke Glenn, guarded by Quinn Burkhart. Swings it over to Chavez. Chavez into the left-hand corner to Harvey. Harvey, little no-look pass in the paint. A left-handed jumper is going to be put up by Mueller. Won't go. Portillo thought he was going to get the rebound and eventually does on kind of a quirky bounce. Back to Mueller, who lays it up and in. Good job by Portillo to hang with that one. He went up ready to grab the rebound and it hit the heel of the rim three times. So he came back on the ground, waited, and then finally able to grab it. 16-14, Shelton. As Wood River gets it down to Wissing, low block, right side, used his dribble up, he's trapped, needs some help, throws it out to the right wing, Glow goes there, just throw it up, the 6'6 guy can go grab it, and now a reach-in foul going to be called on Shelton. Luke Glenn. Three players now with two fouls for Shelton. Glenn, Stopcotti, and Roush. And a 1-1 now for Quinn Burkhart, looking for his first point of the ball game. And Burkhart's free throw is up and in. Tomorrow night, hockey here on Classic Hits, but on ESPN 1460, Pleasanton will host Elm Creek in a doubleheader. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Burkhardt hits them both, and we are tied at 16 with 4 minutes to go. And don't forget, Saturday afternoon here on Classic Hits, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament Championship, as Luke Glenn takes the jumper, no good. Oh, Glow had it taken away by Harvey. He just had to throw one up in traffic, no good. Then he got the rebound and got fouled by Glow. Now, I'll give Harvey credit for both rebounds, but Glow might have actually had possession before he took it away. And a 1-1 now for Jordan Harvey, looking for his first point. Harvey has a game-high 5 rebounds and didn't come in until about the last minute of the first quarter. Harvey's free throw, up and in. Jordan doesn't appear to be a guy that shoots the ball from the outside very much. He takes kind of a jump shot at his free throw. The first one good, the second one no good. In fact, the first one he banked in, so the second one, I guess, was shorter and just hit the back of the rim. Rebound brought down by Glow. That'll be his first of the game. Shelton by one with 3.5 to go here in the first half. One-on-one, Powell goes by his man. Right side uses the glass and scores. Ryan Powell took him off the dribble, and Wood River regains the lead, 18-17. At the other end, Portillo tries to do the same thing. Cut off Wissing, reverse layup, no. Wissing got the rebound. Fourth board for Cooper. Powell in the front court. Wood River with a couple of nice moves this last trip down the floor. Into the left-hand corner to Wanilevich. Matt back up top. It goes through Burkhardt's hands. It's turned over. One-on-one. Taking it in. Mueller scoops it up and scores. 7 of the quarter, 9 of the game for Dave Mueller. 19-18 Shelton. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Wood River with 6 turnovers now. Shelton's been clean this quarter. Only 2 of the game. Wanilevich up top. And Egger, I think, finally is waiting to check back into the ball game. He's been down for about 10 minutes, down to Glow, and they just rip him across the arm. That's one of those, if you're going to foul him, make sure you foul him so he can't make the shot. So Portillo did. He armbar both of them, and that'll be the second on Portillo. At the line to shoot two, Matt Glow. And you got to figure Egger is coming in for him, as the free throw is no good. And that's exactly the case. So if Glow makes this one, he'll check out of the game. Second free throw now is in. So Glow is 2 of 5 at the line, 11 points, and we're tied again at 19. So on the floor, Wodilevich, Egger, Wissing, Powell, and Burkhardt. For Wood River, Shelton has the ball. Glenn, Chavez, Mueller, Harvey, and Portilla in the paint. Mueller got trapped, forced it up, no good. Harvey, point-blank rebound, back up and in. Jordan Harvey right there for the easy putback. 21-19 Shelton, 2:15 to go here in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay with us on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, Shelton. At the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Powell tries to take Mueller to the hoop again. This time, Dave wins the battle and cuts him off. The reverse at left side. Get it to Wissing into the paint, then kicks it off into the corner to Wodilevich. Back between the circles to Burkhardt. Good defense right now by Shelton. Wodilevich guarded by Glenn. Off the pick to Powell. Powell looks at the three, couldn't get it away. Reverse at right side, Burkhardt. Down on the low block to Wodilevich. He'll dribble it out in the corner. Minute 40 to go in the half. Down to Wissing. Draws the double team. Decides he's going to take the shot anyway. And then Harvey comes over and fouls him. They actually had a triple team on him. And Wissing said, what the heck? I'm going to try and draw the contact. And Coach Matt Walter saying, same exact thing happened at the other end, and we didn't get the call. Well, they're actually going to call it on Portillo. That's his third. That is a much bigger call because Harvey didn't have any fouls. And they post it on Portillo, and the free throw is no good by Wissing. And Coach Walter, I think, also just realized that, and so Stopcotti comes in, and Portillo checks out. And the second free throw now for Cooper Wissing is on the way, and it won't go. And the rebound brought down by Harvey. 7 boards already for Harvey, and Wissing still held the 2 points. Glenn off the dribble, comes into the paint, draws the foul, hits the shot, because Quinn Burkhardt, once he got by him, just kind of kept riding him with his hip, and they called it. 3-point play opportunity here. Burkhardt with his second personal foul, and Luke Glenn now with 4 points and a chance to make it five. Shelton with their biggest lead, a four-pointer. And now is after they were down seven early. And Glenn's free throw to complete the three-point play is up and in. And it's 24-19, a five-point Shelton lead. Wood River looking to find some offense here. Outside of Matt Glow, nobody else has scored more than 2 points. That includes Wissing, who they've really bodied up on. Stop Cotty leaning on him at the high post to Egger. Over to Powell. Powell trying to work on Mueller. Pushes him away. Fadeaway jumper from 16. In and out, no good. Ball tipped out to Chavez. Chavez trying to push the pace here. Goes all the way to the other end. Finger roll will not go. And the rebound brought down by Dylan Herman with 48 seconds to go here in the half. The pass stolen away by Harvey. Harvey to the other end. 3-on-2. Going to take it all the way. Some contact. No call. The finger roll won't go. Got it back. Harvey got it back. He kicks it out for a three. Chavez will not go. Rebound brought down by Powell. And a foul on the way up the floor to be called on Shelton with 31 seconds to go before the half. And it's on Luke Glenn, and he's got three. So he'll have to come out of the game. At the line, Ryan Powell to shoot two because that's the 10th foul. And it's up, and it is in. Checking in is going to be Lance Lyons for Shelton. And Glow comes back in for the Eagles because they don't want to see a cheap third called on Riley Egger, who had two in the first couple of minutes of the game. Second free throw down for Powell is up and in. So Ryan now 4 points. It's 24-21, Shelton 30 seconds to go in the half, and I'm sure they'll play for the last shot. And with the foul trouble they have, they need to shorten the game here a little bit. 24-21. And dribbling the ball, Mueller drives in, pass deflected by Wissing right back to him, though, so he's going to get back out towards midcourt. 12 seconds to Chavez. Chavez hit a three towards the end of the first quarter on the low post, stop Cotty. Double team, back out to Harvey with 6 seconds. Harvey puts the ball on the floor, swings it over to Chavez. 2 seconds, 1 second, and a foul going to be called with 1 second as Chavez drove to the baseline. Missed the shot, and they call a hand check foul on the Eagles, Matt Wodolewicz, his first, but it gives Chavez a chance to shoot free throws. The 1-1, it is no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Glow, and we are at halftime. Halftime here in this Highway 30 battle. Your score, the Shelton Bulldogs on the road, leading the Wood River Eagles 24-21. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats of this ball game, recap the girls' game, talk with Shelton coach Randy Schultz, and we'll look at what's going on over in Gibbon between Amherst and Gibbon, where they had an outstanding girls' game. It's all coming up. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to high school basketball here from Wood River. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. And it's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of our boys' game, Shelton 24 and Wood River 21. And that was about as many points as we saw scored in the girls' game, in a hole that was just for a lack of a better word, brutal offensively in the first half. Nobody could get anything going in that girls' game. Wood River was 5 of 20 in the first half. Shelton was 3 of 22. But then they shot over 50% of the second half, and Shelton came back to win it 33-26. Emma Urbanek led the way with 10 points and 8 rebounds. Tracy Meyer, 8 points, 7 rebounds. Shelton goes to 10-5. Wood River falls to 2-11. Angie Bowers led them in scoring with 8 points, and Kelly Bossert led them in rebounding with 7. And we're joined now by Shelton girls coach Randy Schultz. And, Coach, where do we start with this one? What was not working in the first half? It looked like both teams who played zone moved the ball around. The defense kept up. And then it seemed like the more that the offense for both teams wasn't working, the defense kind of started to suffer from that a little bit, I guess, because it is depressing when the ball's not going in. It wasn't like they were taking bad shots. It just wasn't going in. Did you do anything to change style, or did they just start falling?
No, we reminded them at halftime of what we do to try and attack that zone. And then I challenged them to pick the intensity up on the offensive end and really start working a little bit harder down there. Let our defense set the tone and bring that same intensity to the offensive end. And the girls responded well. They really came out and got after it on the offensive end.
Well, very rarely do you get held to 6 points in any half or any 16-minute period. And even more rare than that, you're still in the ball game. So for what wasn't working offensively, you were doing the same thing to Wood River with your defense that they were doing to you.
Yeah, and the girls, you know, that press of ours and that defense that we play, that's the purpose of it is, you know, on those slow shooting nights, we can ride it, let it keep us in the game, and our offense will come around because we're just too good of shooters to keep having problems with that. And the girls really responded well tonight.
The defense for your ball club has been pretty good all season long. I guess, would you say that that's what's got you to the 10-win point so far this season? Because even the nights that you're scoring in the 30s, you're winning ball games.
Yeah, and really for the most part, when you look at the games that we've lost this year, it's been games where people have been able to score some points on us, and our defense hasn't quite been there that night. And, in fact, almost every game, you know, that has gone that way, our defense has struggled a little bit. And, you know, the girls did a good job. We had a short practice yesterday with all the snow.
Yeah.
Did a good job of making the adjustments that we needed to fix the execution problems there. And they looked great tonight. They did a good job.
Shelton girls coach Randy Schultz is with us here at halftime of our boys game, which Shelton leads 24-21. They won the girls game over Wood River 33-26. At one point in the ball game where it wasn't going good for you, I looked at your schedule. I looked at Wood River's schedule. The conference tournaments are the same a week away. We've got another week, but you've only got one game left, whereas they've got three more games between
right
now and then. If things hadn't turned around, that's a lot of practices in the middle portion of the season where really you don't have a good feeling going. And I guess this maybe changes that up before you have to go play Blue Hill.
And it does. And it also gives us a chance to heal some of our wounds. We've had a couple injuries in the last week, and it gives us a chance to even take some time off, maybe tomorrow, come back, kind of refresh mentally and physically and get ourselves going next week, get ready, kind of use Blue Hill as a springboard into the TVC Conference tournament.
What about the TVC Conference tournament? Where do you think you're going to be seated in that, and how does it stack up?
Right now, with the win tonight, we should be second or third. Second, it depends on some of the other teams in the conference. Third place guaranteed, probably looking at playing Kennesaw on Tuesday, or the week from Tuesday.
Let me ask you about Emma Urbanek. We mentioned it. She's wearing the face guard and still got things going in the second half. What happened in the Amherst game, and how long is that going to be?
Actually, that happened at Ravenna, and she just got an elbow. You know, that happens when you're mixing it up underneath.
I knew that. My apologies.
That's okay. You know, it's basically just a broken nose. We're going to wear the mask for a couple more weeks and test her out and see how it is. And, you know, we had that, a sprained ankle, and another sprained ankle last week. So it's one of those things that's where this break is really nice for us. So hopefully we can get some wounds healed and get ourselves ready to go.
Yeah, she got whacked really good in that Ravenna game and missed almost the whole second quarter. Ray, last thought before we let you go. We talked about it before the Ravenna game with Matt on the boys' side. Shelton is one of those schools that, you know, you could be bordering C2, C1, or D2, D1. You, sometimes Shelton's D1, sometimes C2. You can't really adjust your schedule. You haven't had the opportunity to play very many Class C schools. Do you think as you get into what's going to be a tough sub-district down the road, that now these upcoming games with the conference tournament, you've seen a couple C schools. How do you like the way that you're matching up?
I like the way we look. It's one of those things that the good thing is that we have a lot of room to improve and still get better as we come into that. It would be nicer to have a couple more of those C teams to give us a better feel, because they tend to be a little more physical at that level. The good thing is, in the TVC, you know, we got Lawrence Nelson in there, which is the D2 number one team, and that gives us another good look there. And, you know, hopefully that'll get us ready. That's a good physical team that should get us a good look. But, you know, our sub-district and overall district is one of the toughest in the state. There's a lot of state-ranked teams in there. So, you know, a game like last week does a good job of giving us a testing point of where we're at right now, where we need to be, and the girls feel really good about where we need to be, and they can get there.
Well, Coach, congratulations on coming back and playing a really solid second half tonight offensively and defensively, and good luck against Blue Hill. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you.
Coach Randy Schultz of the Shelton Lady Bulldogs, they won it tonight 33-26. Halftime of our boys' game, Shelton leads it 24-21, and we'll look at the numbers in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Doug Duda back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half numbers. First of all, for Wood River, Quinn Burkhardt has 2 points and a rebound. Dylan Herman and Matt Wojlewicz each have a rebound. Ryan Powell, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Cooper Wissing's been held to 2 points. He also has 4 rebounds in the basketball game and 1 block. Riley Egger, 2 points. And Matt Glow is the leading scorer with 11 points. He has 2 rebounds here in this game. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 1 in the first quarter. But they had attempted 10 free throws in the second quarter and hit 6 of those. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first. Did not attempt 1 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first and 4 in the second. 11 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second. At the half, Wood River has 21 points, 12 rebounds. 6 of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 3 from three-point land, 1 block, 7 turnovers. For Shelton, Dave Mueller leads the way with 9 points, 2 rebounds. Luke Glenn, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Mitch Roush, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jared Chavez has hit a 3-pointer. He also has 1 rebound. Robert Portillo, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Jordan Harvey, who did not start tonight, 3 points and has come off the bench for a game-high 8 rebounds and 1 blocked shot. So overall, for the Shelton Bulldogs, 8 rebounds in each quarter, free throw shooting 2 of 2 in the first quarter, and 2 of 4 in the second quarter, 3-point shooting 1 of 4 in the first, and 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers 2 in the first, 0 turnovers in the second for Shelton. They had 9 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. At the half, 24 points, 16 rebounds, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, 2 out of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 2 turnovers. At the half, 11-2, Shelton leads 7-5, Wood River 24-21. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Shelton will start the second half of the basketball and give it to Mitch Roush, who will drain the three, and it's 27-21. Shelton extends their lead to six. That is the largest of the basketball game for Shelton. They were down seven early, and now Egger gets it down low, back it into Stopcotti, and they call a foul on Clayton Stopcotti, and that'll be his third. Coach Matt Walter wants an explanation. They'll get a few words in, didn't like that call at all, and the Eagles will get the ball underneath their own hoop. 27-21, inbound for a three, and Powell buries it. So the teams exchange three-pointers to start the second half, and it's 27-24. Down low, here's Glenn, got caught in midair, whistling with good defense, but Portillo got the rebound, put up, no good, and now Egger has the rebound for Wood River. Again, Amherst and Gibbon currently playing on ESPN 1460. Amherst rallied for a 58-57 win of the girls' game. And we'll try and get you a score update on the boys' game here at our next break. Right here, it's 27-24. Shelton leading out Wood River with 6:45 to go in the third quarter. Trying to get it into Egger. Stopcotti knocked it away all the way out at midcourt. Stopcotti able to get the steal. Nice play there by Clayton Stopcotti, the young sophomore, with a big steal. To Luke Glenn, got shoved as he drives it in. And it's going to be a hand check foul on Quinn Burkhart, his third. Now, fouls could be a problem in this second half, especially for Shelton. They've got three kids right now with three fouls. Burkhart has three fouls now for Wood River. Egger has two, got them early. Shelton ball trying to lob it inside to Portillo, and it didn't get anywhere close. And it's going to be stolen away by Ryan Powell. And that's the first turnover since the first quarter for Shelton. Now Portilla takes it right back, tries to go all the way to the other end on Wissing. And before he can make the bucket, we're going to get a grab called on the Eagles. So the pace of the game has changed here a little bit. A little more wide open. And the foul on Ryan Powell is first. Shelton has three fouls on Glenn, Stopcotti, and Portillo, two on Roush. Rest of the team, zero. But Shelton turns it over again. Wissing goes high in the air to deflect the pass and get the steal. Up the floor he comes into the corner. They go to Herman for a three-pointer that's all the way down and out, no good. And then a rebound by Egger, and they're going to call him for a push-off, and he's not happy. I think the talk that Coach Matt Walter had with the official might have just bought him a call. That's the third on Riley Egger. And now Coach Derek Lindsay's going to plead his case. Stopcotti got called for kind of a weak foul at one end, and now maybe a makeup call the second time they come down between the same two guys. Nonetheless, it's 27-24. 6 minutes to go here, third quarter, in favor of Shelton. Each team with a three-pointer here in quarter number three. Ball comes to Shelton. Between the circles is Mitch Roush with the left-hand dribble. Picks it up. Guarded there by Dylan Herman. Hands it off to Luke Glenn. Working on Burkhart. Now double-teamed. Has to get rid of it to Roush. All this taking place at the top of the circle. Now work to the weak side. A three-pointer by Mitch is up and in. Back-to-back threes here in the second half from Mitch Roush. And now he has 8 points in the ball game, and it's 30-24 Shelton. Wood River will get it to Powell. Glow is back in the ball game here for the Eagles. He had to come in when Egger got that third foul. Wow, him and Harvey really shoving each other, and now a blocking foul going to be called on Shelton. On Dave Mueller, his first. Looks like both teams want to be more physical, and who's ever on defense isn't going to let it happen, and it's really getting a little bit more interesting down low. Inbounds pass by Herman into the corner to Powell. Down low, Wissing works against the double team. Shot no good. Can't grab his own rebound, although he was way up there. And Luke Glenn will get the rebound. Wissing's not going to miss that many times. Glenn with the basketball. Working on Burkhart. Takes him into the paint. And another foul. That is six fouls in 3 minutes. And it's going to go on Dylan Herman, his second. And it'll be Shelton ball underneath their own hoop. Kick it out on the wing to Mueller. He'll go back up top to Roush, trying to find Luke Glenn. Eagles deny him the ball. Roush into the paint. Got it to Portillo and another shove. And this is going to be on Glow. And for Matt Glow, it'll be his second personal foul. The fifth foul on Wood River already here in the quarter with 4:49 to go in the third. Inbounds pass comes out front. Free throw line jumper. Roush. These teams are just shoving each other here in the third quarter. The ball goes out of bounds. They're not trying to play good defense. They're just shoving through the screens. They're pushing. They're grabbing. I mean, there's seven fouls called, and probably deservedly so. This could come down to free throws in the fourth quarter if this keeps up. Herman with it, tries to lob it into Glow, tipped it, saved it, scored. A 13-point performance from a senior off the bench, Matt Glow. 30-26, Shelton Portillo to the other end. Got to the baseline, ran into trouble, got bailed out on a foul when he was behind the backboard, and he'll get some free throws. It's going to be on Cooper Wissing, his first. And Portillo will go to the line to shoot two. And the first one is good. 3 points now for Robert Portillo. Shelton has a couple of threes and a free throw here so far in the third quarter. And Portillo's second free throw is also good. So Portillo hits them both. And that makes the score 32-26. Shelton with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Wood River basketball down to Glow, coming from the backside to steal it away. Portillo, nice help defense there by Robert Portillo. The lone senior starter tonight. Now Harvey, a senior, he's also in there. And another foul on Wood River away from the hoop. And they're going to call it on Ryan Powell. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in the 1-1 with 4:08 to go in the third quarter. Dave Mueller is at the line. And the first free throw is no good. And it comes down to Cooper Wissing. That might be the earliest I've ever seen a 1-1. Basketball belongs to the Eagles. In trouble, Burkhart tries to whip it out, and he gets it there to Herman. Underneath, Glow missed the layup. Got it back. Put it up too strong. No good. Rebound brought down by Portillo. And right now, Wood River is frustrated out there. Coach Lindsay might need a timeout. He's got them all. But his team is frustrated that they're getting all the fouls called on them. They've missed a couple of bunnies. And now they're down six. Up top, Jordan Harvey. Into the paint, Portillo. Spin move on Glow. Goes around him and scores. Robert Portillo puts it up and in. And it's 34-26. Shelton with their biggest lead of the basketball game. 3:25 to go here. Powell tries to come down the lane, and another foul called up top. This one on Shelton. And it's going to be on David Mueller, his second. And checking in now for the Eagles, Trace Armstrong for the first time. 6'2 junior, and maybe they need a little more body in there, and so Trace comes in. Eagle basketball off the pick. Powell in the corner for three, got knocked to the ground, and no foul. Rebound brought down by Dylan Herman. Oh man, and right in front of the Wood River bench, and a foul inside. All you can do is chuckle about that one. Ryan Powell got wiped out on that three and no whistle, and we've had 11 fouls called in 5 minutes. The foul this time is going to be called on Jordan Harvey, his first. Eagle ball underneath their own hoop. Up top, now down low, they get it to Wissing in traffic, can't get it to go, out of bounds, off Wood River. Shelton's defense has been strong here. They're winning the battle of wills right now, I guess. Because as we said, it's pretty physical inside. Luke Glenn brings it across the timeline for Shelton. Bulldogs by eight. Hands it off to stop Cotty, who dribbles out towards midcourt. Bounce pass into Portillo. Has trouble getting it back. They're going to call him for a walk. Yeah. Travel on Portillo. It was a good bounce pass. Couldn't grab it. He tried to grab it with one hand and keep on going and just kind of kicked it away and had to call him for the turnover. That's the fifth of the game for Shelton. So that's not too bad. Wood River has twice as many, 10. 34-26, Shelton, 2.5 to go here. Back cut, they get it underneath, and a nice bounce pass, but another layup missed. Getting the miss, Herman missed it again. Out of bounds to Shelton. And now it's starting to look like the girls' game a little bit. Wood River's getting some looks, but can't get it to go through the cylinder. Wood River got five early points here. And a 7-2 run right now for Shelton to go up by eight. Get it into the paint. Mueller fouled again. His head fake got Powell to go in the air, and Powell commits his third foul. And another 1-1 coming up for Dave Mueller, who's 2 of 3 at the line. Still leads the team in scoring with 9 points. Roush has 8. And Matt Glow leading Wood River with 13, and that's the stunner. He's got half their points off the bench. No starter outside of Ryan Powell has more than 2 points. 1-1 now for Mueller. The free throw good. 10 points now for David Mueller. 35-26. Shelton, 2:18 to go, third quarter. Here on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Wood River, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Second free throw, no good. And Armstrong has the rebound. Up ahead to Burkhart. Long pass into the corner to Wodilewicz. And now who do the Eagles have out there for shooters? You can't get a bucket, and right now not a lot of pure shooters out there, at least that we've seen in this game. Try to get it into Armstrong. Ball goes to the floor and a travel called. Armstrong was backing into his defender. His defender moved just as the pass came in, and he fell down. All that bumping and kind of a slick move there by Shelton to step out of the way and create the turnover. Chavez back in now for Shelton. Chavez, Portillo, stop Cotty, Roush, and Mueller, the five on the floor here for the Bulldogs, who have the ball and a 9-point lead with a minute 50 to go in quarter number three. Roush, who's hit a couple of threes in the quarter, fakes it here and gives it off to stop Cotty, left side of the key. Out of Chavez, right-hand corner to Portillo, trying to open that lane up here. Portillo comes through and hands it back off to Stopcotti. A lot of pushing away from the ball here. Stopcotti, pull-up jumper, and he hits it from 10. Clayton with his first bucket of the ball game, and it's 37-26. And all the time, Wood River just keep trying to find a way to score. Armstrong battling with Stopcotti down low, and instead the ball's going to be knocked away up top, going to the other end. Portillo fouled. Portillo will be going to the line for two after making the steal. Robert Portillo, 2 of 2 at the line, 6 points, 4 of them here in the quarter, and it's getting away from the Eagles. Armstrong commits his first foul. Free throw is up and in for Portillo. It was a 3-point game at the half. It's now a 12-point game, Shelton. Armstrong out, Glow back in with a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw, Portillo is short. Ball comes straight down to Cooper Wissing. His sixth rebound, which leads the team. Off to Burkhart. Burkhart brings it across the timeline, gives it over to Wodilewicz. Tries to force it into Wissing. It goes out, stop Cotty's head. Ball is loose, and Shelton picks it up. Sixth turnover of the quarter for Wood River. A minute to go to Chavez. Chavez into the double team, kicks it back out. Roush, oh, good ball fake, takes it right at Glow. Pull-up jumper too strong. Chavez rebound, back up and in. Jared Chavez gets the offensive putback. 5 points for Jared, 40-26. And now a timeout called by Wood River. 40 seconds is all that remains in the third quarter. It's a full-length timeout, 40-26, Shelton on Classic Hits.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Wood River using a timeout with just 40 seconds remaining in the quarter. They need to score here on whatever they drew up in the break. Get it down low to Wissing. Isolate him against Stopcotti. Coming around from behind is Dylan Tyfall for the first time and knocks the ball away. Tyfall in there, and whacked it out of the hands of Wissing. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Chavez with it up top. Jared just dribbling and dribbling, staying away from his defender. Now clears a little room, working there on Herman. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. A 14-point shot lead. Roush to the right elbow, to the key, to the baseline. Has to shoot it over Glow. Missed it. Rebound Wissing. Cooper will throw it up from three-quarter court, and that is the end of the third quarter of play, which was dominated by Shelton as they outscore Wood River 16-5. At the end of three, the Shelton Bulldogs 40, the Wood River Eagles 26. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Wissing gets the ball for Wood River to start the second half. They clear it out. He takes it right to the hoop, lays it up and in for just his second bucket of the ball game. And that makes it a 12-point deficit, 40-28 Shelton. And Wood River called for 9 fouls in the third quarter. Nobody has 4, but Egger, Powell, and Burkhardt all have 3. Shelton has 3 players with 3 fouls, and let's add another one here as Roush is fouled at the top of the circle. Reaching in to try to make the steal. Looks like it was Burkhardt, and that is his 4th. It is the 10th team foul. So 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, Shelton's at the line. Every foul is 2 free throws, and Mitch Roush will be there for the first time this evening. And he puts the first one up and in. He's got 9 points. 10 points for Mueller leads the way. 7 for Portillo. Matt Glow leads Wood River off the bench tonight with 13. Second free throw, good. 42-28, Shelton. Halftime score over in Gibbon. Gibbon leading Amherst in the boys' game 36-19. Right here in the girls' game tonight, Shelton won at 33-26 as Burkhardt fires a three-pointer from long range. No good. Following his shot, got the rebound, put it up. It will not go. And Mitch Roush gets the rebound. Wood River's had a lot of second-chance opportunities that are like the first. They're just not going in. Roush dribbles into the paint, dribbles it off his foot, lost the basketball, picked up by Wissing, goes all the way to the other end, right around Luke Glenn, missed the layup, and then glows over the back, and that's the way the second half has went for the Eagles. That just doesn't happen to Wood River, and it does tonight. And Glow has committed his 3rd personal foul. So what looked like was going to be a sure 2 ends up being free throws at the other end. That's the 4th foul on Glow, and Stopcotti will go to the line to shoot 2. His first trip to the line. Shelton is 10 of 15 at the free throw line at this moment, and that one rattles in. For Wood River, they're 6 of 11. That's all back in the first half. Glows out. What a Chesky back in. And the second free throw now coming up for Stopcotti. On the way, and it is going to set on the rim and not go in. And Wissing will grab his 8th rebound of the ball game. 43-28, Shelton. And they were down early 7. Driving in, Herman comes to the baseline right side. Off the glass, and it goes. Dylan Herman with his first bucket of the ball game. And at the other end, Wood River doesn't get back. Long pass to Mueller. Mueller has an uncontested layup. Good heads-up play by the Bulldogs after the Eagles finally scored. Powell out front. He's just going to drive, put it off the square and in. Contested there by Mueller, but Ryan Powell now has 9 points. 45-32. Luke Glenn up the floor with it. Shelton leading it by 13. Glenn top of the circle. Takes the dribble up, throws it out top to stop Connie. Wood River went for the steal, didn't get it. Glenn's going to pull up, thought about the three, whistling on him. Still sneaking around back there. Quinn Burkhardt, who stays in with the four fouls. Glenn still dribbling, finally takes an eight-footer. It won't go. Wissing gets another rebound, his ninth. Wood River's effort is definitely still there tonight. They just are playing catch-up the whole ball game. Wissing on the low block, kicks it back out top. Here's a three. They need it, but it won't go. In and out, offensive rebound, Wissing, and he's fouled as he goes back to the rack. Cooper Wissing now with 10 boards. And we'll go to the line to shoot two. Boy, Dylan Herman was right there. And the foul is going to be called on Portillo, his fourth. Two free throws now for Wissing. And the first one is on the way, too strong. Harvey in, and Stopcotti comes out. No, they want to get Portillo out with those four fouls, yeah. Portillo thought he was coming out, and now he will come out. Coach Lindsay saying Stopcotti already came out. They're not going to give that to him. Called a clean transition. Wissing hits the second free throw. Cooper now with 5 points in the game. 45-33. Shelton Wood River full court pressure. Glenn throws it over the double team. Gets it to Roush. They've got a 4-on-2. Baseline to Mueller. Mueller, Wissing blocked his shot. Mueller faked the pass. Wissing didn't bite, so he had to take it to the hoop. And Cooper Wissing with his second block shot. Shelton will throw the ball in from their own baseline. 5:40 to go in the game. 45-33. Shelton. Harvey up top, swings it back into the left-hand corner. On the low block, Glenn got shoved. Burkhardt is fouled out of the game. Quinn Burkhardt has fouled out of the basketball game with 2 points and two rebounds. He'll leave us with 5:35 to go in the contest and probably won't be the last one to foul out with all the fouls that have been called tonight. And to take his place, Matt Wodolewicz. So you got Wodolewicz, Wodicheski, Powell, Wissing, and Herman on the floor. Luke Glenn to shoot two free throws. The first one is up and in. 6 points now for Luke in the ball game. 46-33 Bulldogs. Again, Wood River, a lot of basketball to play before the conference tournament. For Shelton, just one game at Blue Hill next Saturday as the second free throw is up, and it is in. Glenn hits them both. 47-33 Shelton's. Wood River basketball. Give it over to Wodolewicz. Wodolewicz, one dribble up top to Wodicheski. To Herman, to Wissing. Trying to find some room down low left side. Makes a nice pass through the paint. Right into the hands of the wide open Matt Wodolewicz, who hits the layup. Wodolewicz was open. Good job by Wissing. Drew the double team, dished it off. Stop Connie in the backcourt. Has some trouble. Outlet pass knocked away. And the steal is made. That's Wodolewicz to do it again. Tip and steal. Gets it up to Herman. Herman drives in, and Roush picked his pocket from behind, so they get it right back, and now a foul's going to be called on Dylan Herman. His third. More free throws. So just when it looked like Wood River might have got a little momentum there, they couldn't do anything after the steal, and again, give it up and go right to free throws here for Mitch Roush. Roush has 10 points, 2 of 2 at the line, hit him earlier this quarter. First of two free throws is short. After tonight, Wood River has to travel to Central City tomorrow. They'll host Ord on Tuesday and host Gibbon next Thursday. Second free throw now for Roush. Up and in. 11 points for Mitch. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more. So stay with us as Powell comes to the other end, puts it up. It will not go. Looked like it was going to fall. He draws the foul on Jordan Harvey, his second, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Powell. And for Ryan Powell, he's got 9 points. He's 2 of 2 at the line. The free throw, the high archer, is short. He's got more coming. One more coming up here. And now the second free throw for Ryan Powell. Takes a little more time, up and in. So Powell now into double digits, 10 points. He has 10. Glow has 13. That's 23 of the 36 as Roush brings it into the front court here for Shelton. Dribbles into the double team. Gets rid of it over to Luke Glenn. They can take a little time now if they want. And we've got a ball that's knocked out of bounds. And a timeout going to be called by Shelton. So Shelton going to call a timeout with 4:32 to go in the ball game. They want to hold on. Now they've got a 48-36 lead at Wood River. We'll be back in a minute.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Tonight's broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper and the Wood River Sunbeam. Clipper Publishing is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck, athletes, from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits. Shelton with the ball and a 12-point lead, 48-36 with 4:20 to go. A three-pointer going to be taken by Mueller. That's off the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Ryan Powell. Powell outlet pass to Wissing. Wissing trying to get to the baseline, knocked away from behind. One official calls it out of bounds. One official calls it a foul. The foul's on Robert Portillo, and I believe he's fouled out of the game. Portillo fouls out of the game with 7 points and four rebounds with 4:09 to go in the game. And Harvey's going to come in to replace him here. At the line to shoot a one-and-one is going to be Cooper Wissing. Wissing's first free throw is up and in. Four in the quarter, six in the game for Wissing. 48-37, a chance to cut it to 10. There's still time in this game. Wissing's second free throw on the way, and it is in. So, hits them both in the lead. 48-38, long pass up to Harvey. Chavez gets it down low, and Mueller has it blocked from behind him there by Wodicheski. Then it's picked back up, scored, and a foul to go along with it. Shelton is getting the bounces, and a chance for a three-point play. Mueller hung with it. He'll score. He's got 14, and he's got a chance to make it 15 right here. The foul on Dylan Herman, his fourth. And so far, Mueller, 3 of 5 at the line. He'll hit this one. 15 points of the ball game. Shelton, 51, and Wood River, 38. On Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Shelton. Ball belongs to Powell. Powell's going to drive in, throw up a wild shot, but draw the blocking foul on Stopcotti. That's the fourth on Stopcotti. Two shots coming up for Powell. So each team has had a player foul out. Portillo for Shelton, Burkhart for Wood River. Herman has 4. Glow has 4. Powell and Egger have 3. Free throw Powell good. On the Shelton side, Portillo's fouled out 4 on Stopcotti, 3 on Glenn. The second free throw by Powell is up and in. So Ryan hits them both. He's got 5 in the quarter, 51-40. Trouble getting the ball in. Harvey has to go to Roush. Roush fires it up the floor. Stopcotti was open underneath, but Mueller didn't pull the trigger. Now he's unguarded, so he shoots the 3 and hit it. Dave Mueller with 8 of the quarter and 18 of the game. That is 54-40 in favor of the Bulldogs as they won't let Wood River get any closer. Powell pulls up from 14. No good. Rebound to the Eagles. Back up. Short miss by Herman. And the rebound pulled down by Luke Glenn. Baseball pass to the other end. It's knocked away and out of bounds by the Eagles. Shelton looks like they're in good command. Their 12th victory of the season. A timeout will be called here by Wood River with 3:17 to go in the ball game. It is Shelton 54, Wood River 40. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as Shelton will get the ball in. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Nate Krug with you here on tonight's basketball contest. And off the pick and roll, the pass went behind Harvey, and then the Eagles stepped out of bounds. Wissing had it, but as he went up the floor, he stepped on the baseline. So Shelton, luckily for them, will maintain control. And it'll be Luke Glenn to throw it in. And right now it's just a matter of playing keep away because they've been in the double bonus the whole fourth quarter. So Wood River is really in desperate shape here as they try to throw through the lane. It hit the bottom of the rim, and it's turned over. Harvey was open. Now Wissing has it in the backcourt. Throws it over the top of the defense to Wodacheski. Into the corner for three. Wodalevich puts it up. Won't go. They're 2 of 9 from the outside. Rebound brought down by Mueller. Dave up the floor. Shelton should be a little more conservative right now with a 14-point lead and just 2:40 to go in the ball game. We've seen him take a couple of wild shots. Now diving in. The ball knocked away from Glenn by Herman all the way to Powell. Missed the layup. Rebound Wissing. Wissing shoved into the wall. And we've got a whistle. And a foul on Dave Mueller, his third. Third on Mueller. And at the line, Ryan Powell. He's going to shoot some more free throws. They're going to call it a 1-1. It's the ninth team foul on Shelton. And Ryan Powell puts it up. No good. Rebound tipped out. Comes down to Dave Mueller, who got hit pretty good. Gets it over to Roush. And now foul in the backcourt on Matt Wodalevich. His second. At the line will be Mitch Roush. He's got 11 points. And now I think we might have an incident with one of the fans here. The athletic director is being called in. So this is never fun when Mr. Baugh has to take care of somebody somewhere. As the free throw is up, and it is in. So Roush will hit the free throw. And the second free throw coming up for Mitch is on the way, and it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Cooper Wissing. Wood River cheerleaders trying to make a little noise down here to divert the attention from what's going on in the stands. So get something positive going as Herman puts up a three. It's no good. And a foul on the box out going to be called on Wood River. I think the sooner the subs get in the game, the safer everybody's going to be right now because Wood River's frustrated and Shelton's not backing down. Foul is on Matt Wodalevich, his third. And, of course, these kids know each other just 6 miles down the road. So Wood River's gotten the best of Shelton more lately than the other way around. But Shelton trying to keep things going as Harvey gets two free throws, and the first one is no good. 2:05 to go, 55-40, Shelton. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Cooper Wissing. That's 13 in the game for Cooper, 9 this half. Up the floor, Powell. He's going to try and draw contact. Instead, he's just going to make that tough shot. Ryan Powell with 7 in the quarter. 55-42, a minute 50 to go. Throwing over the pressure, Glenn. Wissing, as they try to attack the bucket, leaps out of the gym and grabs the ball. 5 turnovers in the quarter for Shelton. Powell with it. Right elbow into the corner. Another three on the way. They just won't fall that time from Wojtylewicz. Offensive rebound. Herman yet underneath to Wojtylewicz. He's fouled on his way to the hoop. He'll get two free throws. With only a minute 33 to go. Again, Shelton continues to play with a little reckless abandon down the stretch here. The foul was called on Jordan Harvey, his third. Two free throws for Matt Wojtylewicz. And the first one is no good. Wojtylewicz getting ready for his second free throw, and Shelton wants to call a timeout here. 30-second timeout on the floor with a minute 33 to go in the game. It is Wood River at home trailing to Shelton 55-42. More hoops after this.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Tonight's broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper and the Wood River Sunbeam. Clipper Publishing is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck, athletes, from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits. As we are down to the final minute 33 of our boys' game, Shelton going for the sweep at Wood River. Both had to come back to do it in different fashions. Shelton won at 33-26 of the girls. They lead at 55-42. Second free throw from Wojtylewicz is no good. Rebound brought down by Mitch Roush. Try to trap him in the backcourt. Give it to Harvey. Wonder, well, that's the guy they want to foul. Baseball pass. He throws it to the concession stand. Six turnovers in this quarter. Shelton only had five in the first three combined. Wood River had 14 turnovers in the first three quarters. One, according to my book, here in the fourth quarter, but they're down 13. Powell with the basketball, needing a three, so he takes it and he buries it. Three-pointer for Ryan Powell, who has woken up here in the fourth quarter. 55-45. Shelton again breaks the press. Three-on-one underneath Stopcotti. Layup good. So Stopcotti makes it 57-45. With a minute to go, Powell drives to the baseline, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound Wood River, put it back up, and Wojtyczewski this time draws the foul. He followed the shot, got the rebound. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Both teams are in the double bonus. Shelton has been the whole quarter. And I guess Wood River wants to call a timeout here. It'll be a 30-second timeout. They have one remaining. A score update. Make it two remaining. A score update for you after three quarters. The Gibbon boys leading Amherst 57-31. That had a thrilling girls finish as it's airing right now on ESPN 1460. Gibbon was up 15 points in the second half, and Amherst rallied to win it 58-57 and pick up a very big win for Coach Eckout and her troops. And we will see Amherst again next week when they play over at SEM, which could be another good doubleheader, especially on the girls' side. Amherst girls are really making noise. Of course, Fort Kearney and Lou Platte Conference basketball tournaments 2 weeks away, and we'll have them for you here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. At the line, Sam Wojtyczewski to shoot two free throws, and the first one is good. That's his first point of the ball game. Again, those tournaments start on the 31st. Second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Tries to follow his shot, but Jordan Harvey is there. That's his first rebound of the second half. He had eight in the first half. 50 seconds to go. Shelton just trying to play keep away here, leading at 57-46. The Eagles going for the steal. Up top with it is Roush. Throwing over the top of the pressure here. He's got it into the hands of Mueller to Glenn. 35 seconds to go. Wood River not fouling. Just trying to find a way to get a steal. 25 seconds to go, and diving after it, Herman knocked it away, but it goes out of bounds. Again, we want to thank the many fine sponsors, and remember to stay with us as we bring you the Misco Sports postgame show next. Luke Glenn in the backcourt takes the inbounds pass over to Roush. 20 seconds to go of the game, and Shelton just trying to pass out the clock here. 12 seconds to go, and Shelton now is going to be fouled by Ryan Powell. That's his fourth, and it'll give Luke Glenn a chance at two more free throws. I guess that might be it for Powell. Is that his fifth? No, just his fourth. So two free throws coming up here for Luke Glenn. Has 7 points. He's 3 of 3 at the line. 11 seconds remain in the contest. Free throw good. That'll make it 58-46. Shelton had the double-digit lead the whole fourth quarter. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Glenn hits them both. Final 10 seconds of the game. Powell will bring the ball up the floor, take about a 27-footer. It's up, and it is in for Powell, and that will be the end of the scoring in this basketball game. The final score, the Shelton Bulldogs, 59. The Wood River Eagles, 49. We'll take a break, give you all the final numbers, and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits, 98.9 and KKPR.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And again, welcome back to Wood River High School, where we've wrapped up tonight's doubleheader, and it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See you before the games begin right now. Hard to believe with this type of weather, but baseball and softball gloves and bats are starting to filter in. They've got the whole new ordering for 2011. Come on out. Come on in. Check it out. Get your team's uniforms ordered. You know you're going to need them. You know there's a baseball season. Get the neat ones before everybody else comes in and picks through them. Misco Sports are going to do what they need to help your team look better and play better with the proper equipment and clothing. Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, they've got all the brand names at Misco Sports. Let's take a look at the final numbers in our basketball game tonight, and we will start with the Wood River Eagles, who just got things going a little too late in the ball game this evening. And here's how it broke down. Quinn Burkhart finished with 2 points and 2 rebounds. Dylan Herman, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Matt Wodolewicz, 2 points, 1 rebound. Sam Wojciechowski, 1 point, 1 rebound, 1 block. Ryan Powell went off for 13 points in the fourth quarter and ended up with a team-high 20 points. He had 4 rebounds. Trace Armstrong had a rebound. Cooper Wissing was held to 7 points, but he had a game-high 13 rebounds, also had 2 blocks. Riley Egger got into some foul trouble early and never really got into the flow of the game once he came back in the second half. 2 points, 1 rebound. And Matt Glow, he was the glowing part of this whole team in the first half, about the only guy that could get anything going. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 11 of those points came in the first half of play. 12 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half, 9 of those were Cooper Wissing's. Free throws, 6 of 11 in the first half, 7 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 3 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers for the Eagles, 7 of the first half and 8 in the second half. Wood River held to 21 points in the first half, get 28 in the second half, and the Eagles finished with 49 points, 31 rebounds, 13 out of 24 from the free throw line, 4 of 13 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 15 turnovers. Wood River has their two-game winning streak snapped. They're now 7-6. They play at Central City tomorrow. They host Ord Tuesday, and Gibbon rolls in 1 week from tonight. We'll take a look at the numbers for Shelton and do that after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the ball game for the Shelton Bulldogs. Dave Mueller ends up leading the team tonight with 18 points. He had 5 rebounds. Luke Glenn, 9 points. He was a perfect 5 of 5 at the line. He had 4 rebounds. Clayton Stopcotti, 5 points. Mitch Roush, 12 points, 4 rebounds. Jared Chavez, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Robert Portillo, 7 points, 4 rebounds. And Jordan Harvey ends up with 3 points and a team-high 9 rebounds here in the basketball game. So overall for Shelton tonight, I had them for 16 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half, free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 14 out of 22 in the second half. They were in the bonus 4 minutes into the half, in the double bonus in the first 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. Three-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, and 3 of 4 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 2 in the first half, 9 in the second half. 6 of those did come in the fourth quarter. So for Shelton, 24 points at halftime, 35 points in the second half, and the Bulldogs finish with 59 points, 28 rebounds, 18 out of 28 at the free throw line, 5 of 11 from three-point land, 1 block and 11 turnovers as the Shelton Bulldogs improve to 12-2 on the season with a 59-49 win over Wood River. And up next, Shelton just one more game before the conference tournament, and that's a week from Saturday. Very rare do you see that you play a Saturday game before your conference tournament, but that's the case for the Shelton boys and girls at Blue Hill. And, of course, for Wood River, they will be playing tomorrow night at Central City. Again, earlier tonight in the girls' game, Shelton, who only had 6 points in the first half, shot 3 of 22, came back and shot 11 of 20 in the second half to win it 33-26 over Wood River. Emma Urbanic, 10 points, 8 rebounds. Tracy Meyer, 8 points, 7 rebounds. Wood River was led by Angie Bowers with 8 points and Kelly Bossert with 7 rebounds. Coach Matt Walter has not popped out of the locker room yet. We hope to get a chance to chat with him before we're all done, so we'll take a final break and be back after this timeout.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. We're joined now by Shelton coach Matt Walter, whose team just went to 12-2 with a 59-49 win over Wood River. And Coach, Wood River got out to a quick start and due in part to Matt Glow coming off the bench. You got Egger in foul trouble, which I would have thought would have been beneficial for you guys. But then you got things rolling there, got a key three from Chavez to end the first quarter, and that seemed to really springboard your kids into the second quarter.
You know, that Glow kid, we had planned for, we knew he was a big body, but I did not know that he was going to play that well. He's a very good player, and you know, I think if they could have kept feeding him the ball tonight, it would have been maybe a little bit different game. But Jared Chavez is a great shooter for us. He's a great asset to the team, great leader, and when he comes off the bench, he provides us with a little spark, and that's what he did, hitting that shot. That's a big shot, especially for a guy coming off the bench that maybe only gets a minute and a half, 2 minutes, a quarter, and that's probably pushing it.
You take a look at the way the game maybe changed in the second half. what did you notice? I mean, we all noticed all the fouls, and it looked like everybody wanted to be even more aggressive taking the ball to the hoop, especially on the Wood River side. It didn't work out for them. They missed a lot of short shots, got a lot of fouls trying to get that ball back. From your perspective, what did you guys try to change in the third quarter?
You know, we basically, first thing we had to focus on, and this is something that we made a point of at the beginning of the game, was we had to rebound. We had to box them out. They're big. They're a lot bigger than us, both sides. And so we focused on rebounding. We got, I think, something like maybe 9 offensive rebounds somewhere right in there, and that helped us out. But on the defensive side, we knew they were going to try to get it in the glow, so we had to take away that lob pass that they were doing. But, you know, I told them, I go, with the way that the game is being called, if we take it in, hopefully we can get some fouls called. You know, it wasn't being called great the entire game, in my opinion, but, you know, our kids pushed through, and that was great for us.
You made a lot of free throws, too, 18 of them in the basketball game, 10 there in the fourth quarter. Is this team learning how to win? I mean, there was a little bit there at the end. I'm sure you didn't want to see them throwing the ball deep and out of bounds and maybe taking a three when you're up by 14, but are they learning how to win, do you think?
You know, Shelton basketball has been down a lot in the past, and this is a great group of kids, fun to coach. You know, they listen to everything I say, and I think they are. That Ravenna game that we had, Ravenna's a great team, and they really opened our eyes about how far we are away from being at that higher echelon of teams in the state. You know, but I think we learned a lot from that loss that, you know, there's a lot of things we can work on where we were maybe flying a little high there with a 10-1 record going into Ravenna. You know, I think our kids realize, man, there's a lot of work to be done, and we've been working on free throws like you read about, and it's starting to pay off. We were missing tons and tons of free throws at the beginning of the year, and we were just been shooting tons and tons of free throws in practice after we run, so our legs are tired, so we kind of get that look like we would in a game. And it's really been showing, obviously, tonight. It really reared its head, so that was great.
Well, I'm sure Jordan wants to keep working on that, but we'll move on to what he did do good tonight. He didn't get the start, but as much as Jared came in and hit that shot for you, he came in and started clearing the glass. He came in, he didn't get the start. He didn't come in and say, oh, I didn't get the start. He came in and played hard. Doesn't do a lot of scoring for you, but he did everything else that he needed to do.
Well, and the reason that Jordan didn't get the start tonight is because he was sick. He'd been having the chills all day. He'd been throwing up a little bit. So he didn't get the start because I didn't know if he was going to be at full strength. And then he really surprised me with his gameplay today. And that's what really we look at of look for through Jordan Harvey is he's not very big. He's pretty skinny. He's pretty tall, but pretty skinny. Gives up a lot of weight to a lot of players. But, man, he is an offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding machine, and he doesn't take any guff from anybody. He really goes after every rebound, even though he's probably giving up close to 50 to 60 pounds to every kid down low.
And now just what the guys want, a full week of practice before the only game next week on Saturday against Blue Hill, and then maybe some momentum heading to the conference tournament. Coach, I know they're waiting for you to get down the road, so I won't hold you up anymore. Good game tonight, very balanced from everybody that was in, and hope to see you soon.
Yeah, we hope that the Blue Hill game goes well, be pretty hot heading into the conference tournament, and then we'll head on from there, see if we can win the conference tournament for the first time in like 19 years, something like that. So.
Well, the kids look like they're playing well, and they played a great half last week against Ravenna, and then, as you can see, the wheels can fall off. That score not indicative of the way your team's been playing, maybe more so tonight. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Coach.
That's the head basketball coach at Shelton, Matt Walner, and that's going to wrap things up here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, and they'll take care of you with the youth wrestling getting underway. They got the shoes, the headgear, the singlets, the knee pads, everything you need at Misco Sports. Again, Shelton sweeps the doubleheader tonight, 33-26 in the girls, 59-49 in the boys. Tomorrow night we'll be on the AM as Elm Creek is at Pleasanton. Saturday, don't forget, we've got basketball for you. We are scheduled to bring you Kearney Catholic Gothenburg on ESPN 1460. And then we've got wrestling, the Loup Platte Conference Tournament, Wood River the favorite in that, at Centura. And that'll begin with our finals between 3 and 3:30 approximately on Saturday afternoon. For Nate, I'm Doug. Doug Duda with you here from our Wood River facility saying thanks for listening and good night, everyone.
This has been a classic hit.
All righty, good to go.
Our sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
98.9.
Classic rock and roll.
With Classic Hits 98.9 online, you can play us on your work computer. Plug in the headphones and the workday goes by faster. Log on to kkpr.com.